Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 282 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Major Super Abilities section, and we're plowing on through the M's, so we're about halfway through this section now, and we're on to Multiple Beings / Selves. This is the power to create multiple clones of yourself who can help you in crime fighting, multiplying your benefit to your community, multiplying your effectiveness in battle. But there's two things they don't multiply: your clothes and your experience gains. And these are the dual dumb things about this power on this page. Creating clones of yourself is a pretty cool power, and I can understand why it would be something you kind of gotta nerf in a tabletop environment. It's bad enough when you're playing with a ranger who's got half the fucking creatures of the woodland following him around, taking actions on his behalf, kind of takes up a lot of table time, and the problem is multiplied if you've got not just chipmunks and adorable birds, but full-on superheroes multiplying their number of actions. That's a real problem, and one that, as is the case with most real problems, Heroes Unlimited kind of aims at, but fails to address, and instead addresses something like three steps to the left. No provision is made for how we're going to deal with the fact that in this game where a round of combat already takes a fucking hour, we're adding effectively 1 to 9 additional player characters. However, the problem of multiplying the team's firepower is addressed. Number one, quote, all copies have the same exact skills, experience points, memory, powers, other than creating more duplicates, and physical traits as the original at the time of duplication. However, clothes and physical possessions are not duplicated. In other words, the duplicate is created totally naked and must acquire his own clothing and equipment. Of course, these will typically be provided by the original creator. End quote. So what you're meant to do to avoid, you know, carrying around a machine gun and then you multiply and now all of a sudden it's 5 people with giant machine guns. You're a dude with a machine gun and you create 5 clones and they all appear stark naked, shivering and afraid in the middle of superhero combat. And you got a handout like, here's everybody's pants, here's everybody's guns. Not at all an inconvenience in entering combat. Should be possible to just get everybody dressed, get everybody equipped, and then right on to fighting evil. Never mind that this actually makes your problem worse, because clearly the incentive then is to keep your duplicates out as much as you can. Anytime you think there might be trouble, you want them out, dressed, and armed right off the bat. You don't want to wait until trouble breaks out. With the result that when you're trying to have, you know, character building, when you're trying to, like, take your young ward to the strip mall to answer the age-old question of whether a mall babe does in fact eat chili fries, all this character development is going to be derailed by the fact that there's got to be, like, 5 or 6 more of you hanging around just in case trouble should break out, because you know as soon as you let your guard down and reabsorb your duplicates, the GM's going to bust out a supervillain, and you're going to have to run to the mall bathroom and pop out your duplicates, take out your fucking backpack, put them all up at the changing station and get their jumpsuits on. You don't have time for that shit, so you got to go everywhere with your duplicates all out, which is just going to hog spotlight time from other player characters and ensure that you're in every scene, so that'll help. Because if the team splits up, you split up. So that's pretty bad for the team, pretty bad for the play experience. The other nonsensical limiting factor put on this power, which is bad for you specifically as the person who's got multiple beings, is, quote, each duplicate is at the same experience level as the original was at the moment they were created and do not grow in experience independently. Nor does the original gain any experience from his duplicates. You can merge them back into yourself and you regain their memories of their experiences while you were split, but you don't get any XP. So this is a fucking curse in role-playing game terms. If you're interested in advancing, what you basically have is the power to create a little band of nefarious naked kill stealers leeching off your XP gains as your primary superpower. Like, the bad guys attack, and you pop out all these little naked minions, and you're like, Killstealer 1, Killstealer 2, to me, Killstealers 3 and 4, go attack the bad guy. And they do it, and they jump him, and let's say they manage to, you know, double-team him, and one of them gets him in a choke and brings him down. The day is saved by Killstealers 1 through 4, and you don't get XP 1 for that. It's like if you had Alter Physical Structure Fire, and some bad guy died in the Ring of Fire, and the GM was like, oh no, the fire did that shit. The fire saved the day. You were just a bystander. No XP for you. Ridiculous. I mean, granted, the duplicates do whatever you say, so you can stop them from stealing your kills. but you would have to give them some strange commands to do that. You know, for example, you'd have to tell them never to actually beat a villain, like help out, but when you see that the supervillain is on the ropes, like the hostage is almost saved, the Earth is almost safe from certain doom, just fade out, backpedal, make way, Killstealer Prime coming through. I need you to let me in to finish the job, otherwise I don't get XP. Similarly, if you think about what actually earned you XP in this game, clever ideas, deductive reasoning, skill performance. Skill performance gets you XP. If you're a skill-heavy character, that could be a big deal. But now you got this troop of kill stealers with all your skills trying to get in there before you. You got to yell out. Don't let them. You know, it's the end of a published Palladium scenario. There's a time bomb. We got to defuse it. Fortunately, you've got demolitions. You're like, yes, my moment. I'm going to save the day. I'm going to get some XP. Then you look over. Fucking Killstealer 4 is already over there. Crouched over, naked, balls dangling, defusing the bomb. You got to yell over there. Killstealer 4, cease and desist. Back up. Don't touch that bomb. If you defuse it, I get nothing. Everybody back away. We got like 10 seconds left. Everybody just chill the fuck out. Everybody back away. Killstealer Prime coming through. I got to defuse that bomb. And then you'll get your XP for working on your skill, for practicing your skill. Which you don't if the duplicate did it, even if you re-merge. Which is so infuriating. What's the point of this rule? I'm thinking of like one of those comic books that are just one long fight scene. Like the Leonardo issue of the original TMNT run, where it's just like one big running fight with the foot. Let's say you send Killstealer 3 out to the parking lot to, you know, pick up shirts for everybody, because you remembered the pants, but you forgot the shirts, and now everybody's walking around bare-chested in the mall, and the security guard is looking at you funny. Killstealer 3 is out there in the parking lot. He's got your keys. He's got your little dongle. He gets jumped by somebody staking out your car, and he has an issue-long fist fight with all kinds of, like, running, jumping, sneaking. All this Frank Miller shit happening with Killstealer number 3, jumped by one of your greatest foes. And finally, Killstealer 3 prevails, and he stumbles back to you in the mall, all bleeding, looking like fucking Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13, limping, there's just this puddle of blood under him. And he comes back to you, and he's like, attacked, in the parking lot, shirts, hands you the bloody shirts, collapses at your feet. So you're like, okay, I gotta reabsorb Killstealer 3. And you reabsorb him, and you gain instantly the memory, the full lived experience of a whole issue-long fight scene full of sneaking and running and jumping and acrobatics. Killstealer was out there climbing the walls outside Sears. He was inside running from ninjas, doing fucking parkour around the play place. Now all that comes back to you. He did it with your skills, mind you, that you learned. And now you have the full memory and experience of it. Still no XP. Not one point. Because you didn't do it. Killstealer 3 did it. That bastard. This power has unlimited duration, so we could be talking about months or years of experience. You could send Killstealer 2 abroad to study in Spain, and you speak like un poco of Spanish, because you took it in high school, but you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You send Killstealer 2 to go study in Spain, be a superhero over there for a while. He comes back a year later. Not only has he not learned anything, because your clones can't learn anything, but then you reabsorb him, you have a memory and a full experience of a year in Spain, you still know exactly un chingue poco of Spanish, because not only can Killstealer 2 not learn, but you can't learn anything from what Killstealer 2 did. A whole year of your life wasted in Spain. Just the worst. Everybody uses their powers to accomplish things. And it's not like you can just make these clones all day long. You get a limited number of them. They persist over time. So like, if you can make one clone per level, then at fourth level, you can make four clones, four kill stealers, and if you lose one of them, they're just gone. The number of clones you can make is permanently reduced by one. You can lose all of them and essentially lose this power. So it's not as though you're going to be sending your clones off, you know, willy-nilly on these suicide missions. It's not like you're going to learn demolitions by sending out your clones to wander through a minefield until they learn demolitions by sheer natural selection. You can't. You'll just run out of clones. So there's really not any need to limit the XP gains in this way, and having them appear naked, come on. Not just without gear, but naked. I see where this would be fun, and it would be funny once, but if somebody's going to have this power over the course of the campaign, how many times do we need to do the scene where this person's got to duck over somewhere private and produce all their naked clones, and then hand out the little superhero shirts labeled Killstealer 1 through 4, the little Killstealer helmets to everybody? It's going to cease to be fun, and it's going to start to be a real drag, with the result that Killstealer is just going to keep his clones out all the time, to avoid having to separately outfit them every time something happens, constantly carry, you know, 4 firearms so we can pass them out to the lesser kill stealers every time there's a fight, with the result that what we're basically doing is having one guy play 5 characters, except that he only lets one of them ever actually do anything, lest his XP progression grind to a halt. Anyway, I think the author really outsmarted himself on this one, really put in some limitations meant to cover some very niche abuses of this power that ended up creating much bigger gameplay problems. For another instance of the author outsmarting himself, maybe coming up with a rationalization for a superpower that is not as clever as he thought, join me next time as we discuss Negate Super Abilities / Powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is MegaDumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.